Byron York Show,
No Chit Chat Podcast. We like to get right into it, and what we're going to get into today is Mike Pence. The former vice president is becoming a formal candidate for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, something I'm sure he's wanted to do for a long time, but is finally doing now. You know, I want to start off by saying, on paper, I mean, has there ever been a more qualified candidate for president than Mike Pence? He spent 12 years in the House of Representatives. He spent 4 years as governor of Indiana, executive experience, and 4 as vice president of the United States. No president in at least the last 30 years has come to office with that kind of resume. Obviously, Donald Trump came to office without any governmental experience. Joe Biden had been in the Senate for a million years and vice president of the United States. So he, you know, lacked the state experience that Pence has. Barack Obama, no, he'd just been a U.S. senator for a very short time. George W. Bush had been a 2-term governor of Texas, but had not served in Congress and obviously had not been vice president of the United States. Bill Clinton had been governor of Arkansas, but not vice president of the United States. The closest person I guess you might get would be George H.W. Bush, who'd been a member of Congress and then head of the CIA and then vice president of the United States for 8 years under Ronald Reagan. So, you know, let's say he's close in that case. So, really, Mike Pence is extraordinarily qualified to be president of the United States. 12 years in the House, 4 as governor of Indiana, 4 as vice president of the United States. And yet, Pence, now becoming a formal candidate, is in a nearly impossible situation. And maybe it's a totally impossible situation, and it all traces back to his 4 years with President Donald Trump in the White House. That is the period that should have set him up for a run for the presidency. But now, it's a problem. The short version of the problem is this. Mike Pence is both running on and running away from his record. His record from the years 2017 to 2021. Now, you could see that recently at a Republican gathering in Iowa, in which he appeared with 7 other Republican candidates. By the way, I guess he was the only one who hadn't formally announced at that time. But I talked about this the other day. I went out there. It was called Joni Ernst's Roast and Ride, Joni Ernst being the senator from Iowa. Roast and ride means you roast some really good Iowa pork, and then you get on a Harley Davidson and ride. Well, it's all kind of figurative. The pork is, you know, it was in a big building on the Iowa State Fairgrounds, and so you'd think, well, maybe there are big grills with lots of smoke coming out, but no, it was kind of like catered. And the pork was just already there and already sliced and everything like that. And the only candidate who actually rode, now, Senator Ernst did ride. She got on her Harley and went around the Des Moines area before finishing up at the fairgrounds for her event. But the only other one who actually got on a motorcycle, also a Harley apparently, was Mike Pence. So Mike Pence, the motorcycle vice president. So in this event, each candidate had 10 minutes to make his case or her case to an audience of really, it was about 1,000 people, big audience for this stage in the Iowa caucuses. And here was the weird thing. And I talked about this a little bit in the other podcast, mentioned it on a special report. Not one. These 8 candidates who each have 10 minutes to speak, some of them go longer, 8 candidates, not a one, not a single one uttered the name Trump. They never said it, not even once. And that included Mike Pence, who was Donald Trump's vice president. Now, they did not want to praise Trump by name because although Trump chose not to participate in the event, Senator Ernst, of course, invited him, but he chose not to go. Although he's leading in the, he chose not to participate. He is the leading candidate in the Iowa race, and he's the man they're running against. Okay. And so they didn't want to praise their opponent. And they didn't want to criticize Trump. Now, this was different. They didn't feel like they could criticize Trump by name because they were afraid of offending the voters in the audience who support Trump right now. They supported him in 2016 and 2020, and they're going to support him in 2024. So the candidates were basically afraid of offending those voters. So this led, this conundrum led to Mike Pence touting his accomplishments as vice president without ever naming the president. So he referred to, he talked about the peace and security of just a few years ago. When was that? And he praised the achievements, quote, of the first 3 years of an administration that Iowa supported every step of the way. But he never said whose administration that was. And then he went into some detail about this administration. There was this administration a few years ago. And he said it rebuilt the military and it revived the economy and it unleashed American energy and it appointed conservatives to the federal courts, including three Supreme Court justices. There was this administration. And he said, quote, I'm going to quote him now, I couldn't have been more proud to be part of the administration that appointed three judges that sent Roe v. Wade to the ash heap of history where it belongs. Wow, this administration was really something. Whose administration was it? He didn't say. Now, this was a really odd moment. I think I mentioned the other day. I mean, I asked Senator Ernst, said, you know, she thought it was odd, and she said no because she thought the other candidates didn't want to, you know, promote a competitor. But, I mean, it's really odd when your whole record is you and Donald Trump stood together and did all this stuff. And former Vice President Pence just didn't say it. So it was a really odd moment. He would not say the name of the president that everybody knew. And by the way, if you noticed, remember he referred to the peace and security of just a few years ago and the first 3 years of an administration that Iowa supported every step of the way. So he can only praise the first 3 years of an administration in which he served, but which ended disastrously. I mean, how is that a strong platform on which to run for president? It was just an odd moment. Now, go back, speaking of the last part of the four-year administration, January 6th, 2021, everybody remembers that day, President Donald Trump tried to pressure Vice President Pence. Pence was presiding over congressional certification of the election results, Joe Biden's victory, and Trump was trying to pressure Pence to throw out the results in some key states that Trump had lost and sort of send the election back to the states to be redecided somehow or to maybe have it decided in Congress somehow. There was no legal basis for doing it. No legal basis for doing it. Pence refused to do it. Now, that took real backbone, and Pence did the right thing, and he saved the country from what could have been a constitutional crisis. He deserves a lot of praise and a lot of respect for his actions that day. But for his efforts, he gets Donald Trump trashing him on a regular basis. So in addition to feeling that he cannot name the administration in which he served, he also faces regular attacks from the president that he serves, who just happens to be the leading candidate in the race Pence is now joining. I mean, this is a crazy situation. We're going to talk through a little bit more next. Okay, I said I was going to talk a little bit more about this crazy Mike Pence situation. And first, I wanted to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, if you've been enjoying the podcast, maybe even learning from the podcast, it would be really great if you could subscribe to the podcast. I know you can do it. You can do it at iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Just do it. You'll like it. It's free. Okay. This is a crazy situation. In addition, I'm going to say it again. In addition to feeling that he cannot name the president in whose administration he served, Mike Pence also faces regular attacks from the president he served, who just happens to be the leading candidate in the race that Pence is now joining. It is just wild, wild. So how can such a crazy situation work out well for Mike Pence? Well, the short answer is it probably won't. I mean, most candidates lose. How many candidates are we going to have in this race? 6, 8, 10? You know, all but one of them are going to lose. We had 16 candidates in the 2016 Republican primary system. 15 of them lost. I mean, it just happens. In addition to this kind of impossible situation, Pence faces actual significant competition from the conventional candidates in the race. There is Ron DeSantis, who's leading the non-Trump portion of the race. There's Nikki Haley. There's Tim Scott. There's Vivek Ramaswamy, who I've got to have on a podcast soon, has really caught a lot of people's attention in Iowa. So there's those people and more. I mean, Chris Christie's going to get into the race. In the current Real Clear Politics average of polls, in addition to being 50 points behind Trump, Mike Pence is also nearly 20 points behind Ron DeSantis. So, I mean, it's a challenge. That's what they say. It's a challenge. So in any other time, Mike Pence would be a natural presidential candidate. I mean, 12 years in the House, 4 years as governor of Indiana, 4 years as vice president of the United States. I mean, really, that's quite a resume. Also, you know, he'd done media stuff. He'd been a radio host. He's been immersed in politics for all of his life, and clearly, he would have been a presidential candidate at some point had Trump not come along, and then Trump actually chose him to be his vice president. And he was an extraordinarily loyal vice president because, as you well remembered, Trump was just taking a beating every single day in the press. And I'm sure there were many people suggesting to Mike Pence that he should distance himself from Trump, that he should move away from Trump, or he should call out Trump or do something. And he did not. And only when the situation became dire on January 6, 2021, did Pence say, no, not going to happen. So he would be a natural presidential candidate. But in today's weird world, in today's historically weird world, his candidacy is really troubled. Even as it begins, I wrote a newsletter about this and called it his ill-starred presidential candidacy, and it may indeed be ill-starred. So that's what we wanted to talk about. Not fabulous news for Mike Pence as he starts off his campaign, but that is just the way it is. And so, really glad that you could join us. Always enjoy it when you can stop by and listen, and hope you can join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.